With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Members of the House have returned to Washington and are expected to vote on the continuing resolution to reopen the government tonight.
At 43 days, the government shutdown is the longest in U.S. history. It's expected to end tonight after a House vote on a stopgap funding package. If approved and then signed by President Trump, the shutdown will be over. Over the past 6 weeks, the shutdown has disrupted food assistance, furloughed hundreds of thousands of federal workers, and snarled the air traffic control system.
Correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Even with an end of the government shutdown in sight, snarled air flight schedules continue. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I will never travel again.
But Marilyn Ross had had it.
If I travel again, I will drive.
Airlines have canceled more than 9,000 flights since the FAA ordered a 10% reduction in air traffic to cope with short staffing and control towers, made worse by the government shutdown as air traffic controllers went unpaid.
The air traffic controllers who didn't miss a day, they came for every scheduled shift that they had, they should get a bonus.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy echoing President Trump.
It'll be $10,000 depending on how many we have.
There is no timeline for when the flight cuts might ease. I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. Mint in Philadelphia has printed its last penny, marking a significant step in the one-cent coin's demise. Earlier this year, President Trump ordered the penny's cancellation because the production costs exceed its value. The order comes more than 230 years after the first pennies were pressed in Philadelphia. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 326 points, the Nasdaq dropped 61. This is SRN News. A Baptist women's conference marks a milestone.
The Lifeway Women's Leadership Forum has celebrated 30 years of ministry to women. Baptist Press says over 800 people gathered earlier this month for a conference at a church in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Leaders reflected on their last three decades of women's ministry while prompting attendees to be prepared for the next 30 years of leadership, reflecting on themes of being trustworthy leaders grounded in God. George Williams reporting.
The Chicago Tribune, in a strongly worded editorial, called on Governor J.B. Pritzker to reject a controversial measure that would legalize assisted suicide in Illinois, warning of profound ethical dilemmas and risks to the most vulnerable. The editorial comes as the state grapples with the implications of House Bill 3100. Pro-life advocates oppose that bill. This is SRN News. A fired college football coach has filed a lawsuit accusing his former school of trying to lessen his buyout. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
Brian Kelly is suing LSU, arguing that the university is declining to acknowledge that the recently fired coach is owed his full $54 million buyout. The suit alleges that LSU representatives told Kelly's attorneys that the coach was never fully terminated October 26th because then athletic director Scott Woodward didn't have the authority to fire him. Woodward resigned under pressure soon after. The lawsuit says LSU representatives told Kelly's lawyers for the first time on Monday that the university intends to fire him for cause. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The Washington Commanders are in Madrid, Spain to face the Miami Dolphins on Sunday in the NFL's final international game of the season. More details at SRNNews.com.